Amber called her uncle, said we're up here for the holidays. Jane and I were having solstice, now we need a place to stay. And her Christ-loving uncle watched his wife hang Mary on a tree. He watched his son hang candy canes, all made with red dye number 3. Her uncle said, it's Christmas Eve, I know our life is not your style. She said, Christmas is like solstice, and we miss you, and it's been a while. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common love with all that they were able. Just before the meal was served, hands were held and prayers were said, sending hope for peace on earth to all their gods and goddesses. The food was great, the tree plucked in, the meal had gone without a hitch, till Timmy turned to Amber and said, is it true that you're a witch? His mom jumped up and said, the pies are burning, and she hit the kitchen. But it was Jane who spoke, she said, it's true, your cousin's not a Christian. But we love trees, we love the snow, the friends we have, the world we share. You find magic from your God, we find magic everywhere. So the Christians and the pagans sat together. Thought about his brother, how they hadn't spoken in a year. He thought he'd call him up and say, it's Christmas and your daughter's here. He thought of fathers, sons, and brothers, saw his own son tug his sleeve, saying, can I be a pagan dad? We'll discuss it when they leave. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground whenever they were able. Lighting trees in darkness, finding new ways from the old, and making sense of history, spreading warmth out of the cold.